Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. From my video to my
radio. News Radio WRVA Richmond's Morning News. Gary S. in for John Reed, and joined now for our weekly segment with Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com about the new video releases. Mike, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. You know, this is, things are, the video business or the entertainment business is changing. And so now one of the first movies that I want to talk about today is actually premiering on one of the streaming services, Netflix.
That's where things are at now, isn't it? It really is.
Exactly. I mean, the last one of these I did that I talked about from Netflix was The Highwayman, that really terrific movie about Bonnie and Clyde. This is much lighter. This is a little movie called Murder Mystery. It is just a very silly, light comedy with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. They're taking their 15 year later, their honeymoon trip to Europe. They wind up meeting this rich guy on the plane. He invites them onto his yacht, where, of course, there are all these other rich people around. And when the lights go out, wouldn't you know it, there's a scream and someone is murdered. And then other people get murdered all the way through it. They visit some fancy locations. They drive some fancy cars, wear some nice costumes. I am sure that everybody who made this movie just had a wonderful time on location. And if you just watch it at home, I think you will be entertained. Do not expect anything great or memorable, but for just an evening's entertainment, you could do a whole lot worse than something as silly as this.
Okay, what about Us?
This is Jordan Peele's follow-up to Get Out, and this movie is not as quite as strong as that, but it's really a very scary horror movie. You've got a family of four, mom and dad and their two kids. They're on vacation in a rented house, and suddenly one night they are threatened by four figures outside in red jumpsuits, and it turns out that they are versions of the people in the house, and they come after them. The mom, Lupita Nyong'o, is the real star of the film. If they give Academy Awards to people in horror films, and they don't do that very often, she would be nominated. She's really good in this. And most of it is really frightening and scary. To me, it kind of, the more you thought about what was going on, and the less effective it was. But just for sheer scares on the screen, I think that Jordan Peele really knows what he's doing, and this is one scary movie. I recommend it to horror movie fans.
Okay, Mike, what about Wonder Park, an animated movie?
It's kind of second string animation. It's not up there with the best of Pixar. We got Toy Story 4 coming out this week. That's going to be, you know, I think set the standard for this year. This is just a very kind of light movie in some ways, but also a little bit heavy in that it's about a little girl and her mother who conjure up this imaginary theme park that they spin stories about. But then her mother gets sick and has to go away, and the little girl discovers a version of the theme park out in the woods. We've got cute animals, some interesting animation of, you know, the roller coasters and stuff like that. It's kind of fun. I think kids will like it. They won't love it the way they do the very top drawer animation, but they will be entertained by this. They just won't watch it over and over again the way they do Frozen or Coco or Zootopia. It's not up to that level.
Okay, and finally, Mike, a Blu-ray restoration of the 1977 comic drama Between the Lines.
Yeah, this is a goofy movie. It came out in 77 and starred a lot of people who were unknown then. Jeff Goldblum is kind of the main guy in it. It's about an alternative newspaper in Boston. And just for the kind of nostalgia value alone, seeing the clothes, I did not remember that people wore so much corduroy or that the lapels were quite so wide. It's just kind of a shaggy dog sort of story about the goings-on of the young staff members of this paper. And what's really interesting in it is the women are all really interesting and you like them, and the guys are complete jerks, every one of them is. So I was just kind of rolling my eyes and shaking my head when I watched it again. But if indeed you want a little trip back to 1977, Between the Lines, it was made by Joan Micklin Silver, a very well-received movie at the time, and it's now back on a really nice Blu-ray restoration that I recommend highly, because this has been one of my favorite movies for a long time, and I was really happy to see it again after all these years. It's worth another look, but only if you are a real fan of those times.
Great stuff, Mike. We'll talk to you again on Friday with what's new in theaters.
Take care.
Mike Mayo, mike-mayo.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.